こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、今週月曜日に米国科学アカデミー企業に掲載された過去20年間のデータを元にしたブロック大学の研究で、兄がいる男性は同性愛者になる確率が高まっていることが分かりました。女性が男の子の赤ちゃんを妊娠すると NLGN4Y という Y 染色体に関連するタンパク質が血流に侵入し、免疫機能がそれに反応して抗体が作られます。その後、再度男の子の赤ちゃんを妊娠した場合、前回作られた抗体が胎盤を通して赤ちゃんの脳に運ばれ、それがセクシュアリティに影響を与えている可能性があります。142人の女性の血液を分析したところ、2人目の息子が同性愛者である女性が一番高い数値の抗体を持っていました。
According to a study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences on Monday, in which researchers at Brock University analyzed 20 years of data, men with older brothers have a greater probability of being gay. When a woman is pregnant with a boy, a Y chromosome linked protein called NLGN4Y enters her bloodstream, triggering the formation of antibodies. The researchers believe that if the woman then gives birth to another boy, that these antibodies enter the placenta, cross the blood-brain barrier of the child, and can influence their sexual determination. A blood analysis of 142 women found that women whose second son was gay tended to have the highest concentration of antibodies.
So,
and by,
gives birth っていうかあれだよね。Gets pregnant with a boy ってことね。そうで、離れて暮らしてる兄弟の場合とかはそういうのも関係ないし、養子で例えば血がつながってないお兄ちゃんがいるとかそういうのも影響はないから、心理的なものとかではなくて生物学的な話っていうことなんだけど、面白いよね。その、まあ、同性愛になる人とならない人とか、まあ、バイセクシャルの人とそうじゃない人とかっていうのがいて、その違いがどういうふうに生まれてるのかって、まあ、はっきりこれっていうのは実は分かってないんだよね。だからエピジネティクスじゃないかとかそういうふうに言ってる人もいるし、まあ、いろんな要素が絡み合っててそこまで単純じゃないじゃないのって言ってる人もいるんだけど、
I mean, there seems to be a consensus that there are environmental factors, in addition to genetic factors. But this is kind of an interesting, I mean, this isn't quite genetic.
Yeah, そうで、昔からね、でもなんかお兄ちゃんがいる人の方が、いる男性の方が同性愛者が多いっていうのはずっと言われてたらしいの。ただ理由が全然わからないみたいな。だから今回一応それに関連する理由が見つかったっていうことなんだけど、まあもちろんお兄ちゃんがいるからってすごい高い確率で同性愛者になるわけでもないし、逆に言うと一人っ子なのに同性愛者の男性もいるし、長男で同性愛者の人もいるから、まあそういう場合はどうなんだっていうのもわからないし、逆に女性の同性愛者はじゃあどうなってるっていうのもわかんないし、だからもうわかんないことだらけなんだけど、まあ一個こういう要素があったねっていうのが分かったって。
Well, it's always kind of going to be probabilistic, you know, and that will always vary person to person and case by case. Do we have any ideas as to what function this may have played from an evolutionary standpoint?
なんかよくその歴史学者とか人類学者の人が言うのって、要はその同性愛って遺伝してるわけじゃないじゃない、直接なんていうの、本当に全部が遺伝だったらもういなくなっちゃうじゃん。でもいなくならないっていうことはなんか理由があるはずだって言って、結局いろんなあの部族とかを見ていくと、世界中のいろんな部族でその同性愛者の男性なり女性なりが家に残って子供の面倒を一緒に見てくれるみたいな、なんかそういう役割を果たしているところが多くて、その要は、まあ、他の動物でも多分見られると思うんだけど、そういう行動っていうのは自分の子孫を残すことだけが目的じゃなくて、その種の赤ちゃんとか子供たちが 安全に成長することを手助けするっていうのも種の繁栄にとってすごい大事なことだから、自分の子孫は残さなくてもその社会 の中に役割があるっていう、だからそういう進化的意味があるんじゃないのって言ってる人たちは結構いるよね。
I wonder how this compares to other primates. And because this is a phenomenon that tends to differentiate male children, maybe it introduces some kind of hierarchy to the family and reduces adversarial behavior or competitive behavior between siblings.
Ne.
Because that could be detrimental to the success of the family.
Right.
Right.
まあ、わかんないよね。どういう進化的、まあ、なんかそういうものがあるのかないのかもわかんないしね。もうそもそも。だから。でもなんかちょっとずつこういうふうに分かってくると面白いし、まあ、その例えば同性愛の人の権利とかっていう話になった時も、まあ、日本ではあまり聞かないけど、アメリカとかそのキリスト教が根強いところだとやっぱりこう自分のチョイス、こうライフスタイルチョイスみたいに捉えちゃってる人がいて、なんかこう、いやどうしてストレートになれないのみたいなことを言っちゃう人もいるから、そういう人にはやっぱりこういう研究を見てもらうと、あ、そういう問題じゃないんだなっていうのを分かってもらえるかなと思うけど。
Well, in religious terms, at least from a fundamentalist view, you're committing a sin. It's it's an action that is being committed.
でも他のね、動物でもいっぱい、あの、どっちだっけ、キリンかシマウマかどっちか忘れちゃった。キリンかな。あの、
yeah.
ものすごい、あの、大半の個体がその同性愛同士のセックスとかをするみたい。あとライオンとかもあるよね、オス同士とか。
I think it's zebra.
Zebra だっけ。
Don't they say gay zebra or gay as a zebra or aren't zebras gay or something? Isn't there something gay?
I don't know.
About zebras.
でもそう、結構いっぱいいるんだよね。なんか別に人間に限った話じゃないっていうか。
Yeah.
次。グロカリティーズが24カ国の2万6000人を対象に行った調査で、47% の人が宇宙のどこかに知的生命体が存在すると信じており、そのうち 60% の人が人類は知的生命体とコンタクトを取る努力をすべきと答えていました。また全体の半数以上の 61% が知的ではないにしろ何らかの生命体は存在すると信じていることが分かりました。地球以外に生命体がいるとは思わないと答えたのは 17% にとどまりました。24カ国中知的生命体を信じている人が多かったのは、上から順にロシア、メキシコ、中国、ルーマニア、日本でした。
Glocalities conducted a survey of 26,000 people in 24 different countries and found that 47% of respondents believe that intelligent aliens exist somewhere in the universe, with 60% of those believing that we should try to contact those aliens. 61% of all respondents believe that some form of alien life exists in the universe, and only 17% of respondents indicated that they believe that no life exists beyond Earth at all. Among the 24 countries,The countries with the most believers in intelligent alien life are Russia, Mexico, China, Romania, and Japan.
そう、逆に一番低かったのはオランダとかトルコとか。
Really? Do we know why?
No.
I did see something speculating that religiosity is correlated with belief
in
intelligent aliens.
それは絶対あるよね。あの、その自分が信じてる、まあ、聖書なり自分の宗教の中で言及されてないとか、ね、それこそアダムとイブの話とか、
it would tie everything together really nicely if we just figured out, hey, God is an alien, then all the religious people and all the secular people can kind of come around and be like, oh, okay, that's what was going on here.
Yeah.
Because the same way that any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic, any sufficiently advanced extraterrestrial intelligence will be indistinguishable from God.
Yeah. So, まあだから ancient alien theories とかが一番
Well, Christianity is an ancient alien theory or could be interpreted as such.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうだからよく出てくるじゃん。聖書に出てくるこういうことも実は、だから聖書が嘘なんじゃなくて、昔の人が説明がつかなかったからこういうふうに書いちゃっただけですよとか。Mm-hmm. それが私の中では一番面白い説明なんだけど。でも日本はね 56% の人が知的生命体がいると思うって答えてたらしいのでまあ半分ちょっと、まあ半分ぐらい。
What's the hang up for everyone else?
ねえだからまあ知的生命体っていうのに引っかかる人はいるのかもね。その微生物とかはいるかもしれないとは思うけれどもこう人間と話すとかみたいなのはちょっとどうかなみたいな。
So they believe thatThe implication is that we are the most advanced living species in the entire universe, despite it being nearly 14 billion years old. No matter what the answer is, it's kind of unbelievable.
そうだね。
No matter what the, but there is an answer.
Yeah.
And it's out there.
ね、知りたいよね。誰か教えて。
Well, you know,
生きてるうちに知りたい。
They sent that message in 1974, the Arecibo message that was in part written by Carl Sagan.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent it to some, like the M13 star cluster.
Yeah.
The message won't get there for 25,000 years, so we probably won't hear anything about it. But it initiated this conversation about, you know, Is anyone allowed to just send messages out to aliens?
Yeah.
Can Joe Blow in his backyard set up some beam array? And so 2 years ago in 2015, they reached a consensus with SETI and a lot of international researchers that there would have to be a global consensus before we can even attempt to communicate with aliens.
Yeah, それはそうしてほしいよね。なんか勝手にさ、変なメッセージ送らないでほしいじゃん。みんながちょっと人類として合意してからにしてほしいよね。さすがにさ。
Well,
なんか喧嘩売ってるとかみたいなのも嫌だしさ。
Guys like Stephen Hawking said, you know, it would be the end of us.
Right, right.
But I think that's a little bit, I don't want to say silly, but if there's intelligent aliens out there, they're going to know about us before we know about them.Right? Because we got from everything we've done is in the last 200 or 300 years. Before that, we were...
Anything is possible, right? Like, you never know.
It takes less than 500 years to go from none of this to having a global internet and space travel and all this other stuff.
だから本当にそういう意味では明日にでもあっちからコンタクトが来るみたいなことがあっても別にね、そんなにありえない話ではないんだけど。
But there's a lot of different ideas of what it means, you know, there are aliens. Like the AI god religion, right? There are people that believe that aliens will be summoned into our dimension.
Right.
And some people have interpreted the emergence of AI as that summoning of the extraterrestrial.
Right.
Right? And there's people that...believe that there are just multiple dimensions and there are aliens, but there's only, you know, we have our dimension and the other aliens have their dimensions.
It's like dimension per intelligent life form ってこと?
Well, largely it is people experimenting with psychedelic drugs and saying that they're communicating with extraterrestrial entities that way.
Right.
John Lilly...who was a great researcher and was prolific in with his work that was well accepted by everyone, was deeply involved in trying to contact aliens using drugs.
Right. 今週スター・ウォーズだからね。なんかそれもあって、
oh, really?
結構こういう分かりやすい宇宙系のニュースが。
Wait, it's coming out this week?
Yes.
Wasn't there just a Star Wars not that long ago?
Like a year ago? Year or two? Maybe a year ago? それの続き.
It's Disney Star Wars now, yeah?
You saw it, right? Rogue One.
The last one? Yeah, I saw it.
Rogue One だっけ? あれなんか2つあるよね、新しいの。
What? After Rogue One?
Wait, what was... Was it called Rogue One? There's a one with the well, they both have British girls, shit, so I don't know. But the one with Kylo Ren, right? The grandson of Darth Vader. You saw that one, right?
Is that Rogue One? I just know the one with the chick and the blind guy with the staff, and the blind guy. You know, he's blind, but he has the greatest. Hand, eye, hand.
Yeah, that's a different one, right?
That wasn't the most recent one?
There are like two.
I missed
Star Wars.
Oh, God.
Again, like Star Wars fans are going to be like, oh, fuck, Mommy and Michael.
I know.
But this is the one with the British girl and black guy and the other guy who's kind of somehow, to me, somehow interchangeable with Mark Ruffalo, but he's not. And, what? And Princess Leia toka, Harrison Ford toka deteたじゃん. And Chewbacca toka. Do you remember? They're like all old now, but they were
what?
In it.
I'm so confused.
You haven't seen it? You don't know who Kylo Ren is?
I saw Rogue One. I don't know what this other new Star Wars movie is.
What? You don't know who Kylo Ren is?
No.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
I'm still on my. I'm still on my. I'm still coming down from Blade Runner.
Right. No, I'm really excited about this new Star Wars movie. Because, I don't know. I like the characters. It's way better than the last new ones that they did, like from 1 to 3, which kind of sucks.
What's the deal with aliens in Star Wars?
スターウォーズの世界は結構だからもう全然共存してるよね。本当にいろんな種類のエイリアンと人間が。
I just think of that bar scene in Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
The bar scene where they go into the bar and Harrison Ford, I forget, he's like trying to repair his Millennium Falcon or whatever.
Yeah.
And they show like there's like every different type of alien in the same bar.
Right, 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 right.
And he starts blowing their heads off.
So, なんかさ、そういう世界じゃん。みんなが別にいろんな種類が一緒に住んでるみたい。あ、そう、Rogue One じゃない。それ2016年のやつでしょ?
Okay.
The Force Awakens ってやつ。それ2015年。
Oh.
見たでしょ、でも。
Is that the one with the crazy lightsaber that has like little lightsabers on it?
Yes, yes, that's Kylo Ren.
That's him?
Yeah, that's Darth Vader's grandson.
Darth Maul.
No, what? それ超古いよ。え?見てないのかな?じゃあ本当に。
After episode 1 or whatever, after Jar Jar Binks.
No, okay, no, that was... No, wait. That was 1, 2, 3, じゃん?
Yeah.
Anakin の話でしょ? Mm-hmm. で、そ、だから一番最初 4, 5, 6じゃん?
Mm-hmm.
で、その後 1, 2, 3作ったじゃん?
Garbage.
で、その後に Rogue One 出たじゃん?
Uh-huh.
その blind guy のかっこいい monk のやつ。Asian の。
Okay.
で、
No, I thought the lightsaber with little lightsabers was the before Rogue
One. あ、そうだ、そうだ。だから The Force Awakens っていうやつが、だから7だよ。7。
I don't know if this is clarifying anything.
It's 7. It's like it's after
Okay.
after 6.
Mm.
You have to watch it. It's fun. I really like it.
Yeah.
次。天下が先週火曜日、15歳から64歳の男性5300人を対象に行った男性のマスターベーションに関する調査結果を発表しました。その結果、若年層の10人に1人が足をピンと伸ばし緊張させた状態や床に擦りつけるなど不適切な方法を取っていることが明らかになりました。 これらの方法は膣内射精障害を引き起こす主要な原因となることが指摘されており、テンガは国内の潜在患者数が270万人に上るとしています。
Last week on Tuesday, Tenga released the results of a survey about masturbation involving 5,300 people between 15 and 64 years old. The results indicated that 1 in 10 youth tense and extend their legs, hump their bed, or engage in other misguided masturbatory behavior that could increase their risk of developing premature ejaculation. Tenga estimates that the condition could affect up to 2.7 million people in Japan.
ねえ待って、premature ejaculation じゃないよ。
違う。
それはそんな問題じゃないでしょ。
Erectile dysfunction?
Not erectile, but it's like they can come with only with masturbation. So like they can't come inside a woman.
Or man. They can't.
They can't. Because
so it's the opposite of premature ejaculation.
Yes. It is the opposite of premature ejaculation.
Sorry.
So, だから、つまりその、なんか hump the bed っていうのもちょっと違うんだよな。多分、なんか床にこう、こする。なんか自分の全体重をかけて、床にこするやり方があるらしくて、とか、まあ足をピンと。
体重をかけて。
It's like with your own weight, right?
Okay.
So you just face down.
Wait, but your whole body is on the bed, right?
Or on the floor.
Floor.
Like you're facing down, okay. And then you just rub.
Have you seen this?
No.
Okay.
I'm just reading it and okay. I'm just imagining. Right. But anyway, the problem is, その実際に女性なり男性なりとセックスしている時の体勢ではない。なんかその実際のセックスで得られる、刺激と全然違うからそれに慣れてしまうと普通にセックスした時に行けなくなっちゃうみたいな。
And why?
より少子化に拍車がかかるみたいなこと。
Okay. Why is this? So this has a different effect than proper masturbation.
Yes.
And
like they say that it'sMore, the stimulation is more strong because the force is much stronger.
I see.
だから、よくでも普通のやり方でもさ、こうあまりにも力入れて握る人とかいるらしいじゃん。で、それに慣れちゃってると、やっぱ普通にセックスした時とかに、あれなんか弱いみたいな感じでいけなくなっちゃうとか。だから、それを。
This is potentially a treatment for people that have premature ejaculation. Then, if this is causing a desensitization,
I don't think so.
Well, I'm not a doctor. I'm not prescribing it, but
yeah, it's probably not a good idea. But そうも、でもね、女性でもあるんだよね、そういうのが。その女性もマスターベーションのやり方によってこうなんていうのすごい足をさこう交差してやる子がいるんだよね。
Crossing their legs.
そうだから自分の太ももとか腕を挟んだりしてプレッシャーをかけてやるタイプの人とかだとそれもなんていうの普通にセックスの時に そんなすごいプレッシャーはかかんないからダメになっちゃうとか。だからでもそれってさ確かに別に子供の時に教わらないじゃん。教わった、こうやってやりなさいとかこうやっちゃダメよとか。私は少なくとも何も言われてないんだけど。
I think I heard a lot of different conflicting messages. Like, don't do it. And then I had an ethics teacher who said, do it.
Yeah, but like, did they tell you how to do it or how not to do it?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
私も習ったことないから。
I don't remember needing to be told.
そうだからみんな思い思いさ、子供の時なのか青年期に自分でこうたまたまなのか何かを見てなのか学んだやり方でずっと何十年とかやっちゃうわけじゃん。だからこれとかも学校で教えちゃえばいいのにと思うけどね。その床にこすっちゃダメよとかさ、なんかそういうそれぐらいは言ってくれてもいい。
God, that would be so controversial. in America, something like that. But there are a lot of places where certainly it should probably be included in sex education. If there's a wrong way to do it, I mean, you don't want, if you're going to do it, you don't want to do it the wrong way. Same as contraceptives.
だって10人に1人って結構だよ。
Yeah. That seems high.
でしょ？だからなんかそれでさ、知らないで何十年もやっちゃっててさ、急にじゃあ、ね、セックスしますってなって、中でできいけないってなっちゃったらさ、
What is this tensing, tensing and extending your legs thing?
私男じゃないからちょっと分かんないけど、
well, You have legs. I don't really...
あでも女の人も言うよね、こう足をまっすぐに伸ばした状態でしか行けなくなっちゃうと不便ですみたいな。だから実際セックスするときって、まあ場合によるけど、常に男性が足をピンとしてるわけじゃないじゃん。
いや、
自分が下の場合はそうかもしれないけど、それ以外はだって足伸び、まあでも何、
I think it's true for oral sex, but I don't understand why it's...
What do you mean that it's true for oral sex? You have to have your legs straightened?
You don't have to, but it doesn't hurt.
I see.
But it's just, it's not like the position of your legs, it's just whether you're contracting your muscles or not.
Oh...だからリラックスしてる状態の方がいいっていう意味。
Well, you can't relax, because...
Right, okay.
And so when all your muscles are contracted, your legs straighten, right? I think.
Right.
I don't know, this is getting detailed.
そう、でもなんかマスターベーションって前から結構変なトピックだなっていうかさ、その誰も、みんなやってるのに、こう、教育とかで教えて、こういうことを教えてくれるわけでもないし、なんかこうタブーっていうか、みんなが話さないまま、
well, not everyone,
なんかうやむやになってるじゃん。
There are people who don't masturbate, right? You just do not believe them, or?
Well, not really.
What?
いやなんかさ、日本とかでサーベイとか見ると、全然一回もやったことないですとかいう女の人がさ、何十パーセントとかいるけど、本当に、
Never.
って思っちゃう。
Yeah.
でもそういう人はさ、どうしてんの？じゃあ、なんかこう性欲があったらさ、どうやって処理してるわけ？
People are different.
I guess. でも少なくとも友達とかと話してて仲いい子とか、でなんかまあふざけてさ、こうどういうバイブ持ってるとかさ、なんか話すじゃんとか。買い物行ってイロハとか置いてあって、okay. あこれ良くないとか言った時に、少なくとも私の友達でやったことないみたいな人は会ったことがないんだよね。みんな普通になんか、
you, just, you don't make those kinds of friends, maybe
like、Apparently. non-masturbation friend、
yeah. yeah.
なんかその割合的にどれぐらいいるのか、自分の体感では全くわからないんだけど。
You think women are lying on anonymous surveys asking, like they wouldn't even admit it anonymously? Like what if somehow this was traced back?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that they're lying. It's just that
some are. Probably,
I've never met them, so I, you know, なんか it doesn't feel real to me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
なんていうの？え、本当？みたいに思うっていうだけで。
It's surprising.
だって友達で見たことないもん。そういうバイブの話とかしたときにさ、なんかどうやって使うのとか、そういう感じの人を見たことない。まあどうやって使うのとか、私はそういうこと一回もしたことないみたいなとか、AV 見たことないとか、聞いたことないからさ。
Yeah, if some dude was like, no, I've never masturbated and I never will.
Yeah.
That would be...
まあ、男の人はだって体に良くないからね、まずプロスティケンサーになっちゃうからさ。
Oh, if you don't, right?
あの、こまめに出さないと本当に体に悪いよ。
It's worth it, man. I don't know. People, yeah. You know, there's like edging and the tantric stuff and...Like, there are people who have sex, but they never let themselves ejaculate. So they'll always have sex right up until they're going to ejaculate, and then they stop.
Why?
Because they want to, like, I could be misrepresenting their position, but I think it's like you want to keep your seed, and it like
it
converts into chi and makes you stronger. It's like how people wouldn't have sex before battle or something. It drains your... You don't know about the whole tantric practice of like holding in your orgasms and
no
bottling it up for your
but until
future
when?
Enlightenment.
What?
I don't know. I don't... I'm not...
But then it'll come out eventually, right? Like wet dream or whatever.
I don't know. Your lymph system probably cycles it out or something.
What?
Goes through your kidneys. I don't know. I have no idea. But there are a lot of different things that people are doing with like this, and like the edging, like the tantric stuff. You have to wonder if some of these practices could have health consequences the same way that improperly humping your bed would.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, ne. でも誰かが言ってくれないと分かんないもんね。
Yeah.
天賀が言ってくれてるけどこの場合は。
次。France is set to ban mobile phones in primary and secondary schools beginning September of next year. While previously phone use was restricted during class, the new rules will prohibit children from having their mobile phone during breaks, lunchtime, and between classes. French Education Minister Jean-Michel Blanquer stated the following: "These days, the children don't play at break time anymore. They are just all in front of their smartphones, and from an educational point of view, that's a problem. It is still unclear how the devices should be confiscated. Some have suggested locking them in a box. Parent Association PEEP responded with skepticism. One must live with the times. It would be more intelligent to pose rules and discuss their meaning with pupils. Adults themselves are not always exemplary with mobiles."
フランス政府は来年9月より小中学校での携帯電話の使用を禁止することを決定しました。これまでも授業中の使用は禁止されていましたが、新しい規定では休み時間やお昼休みの使用も禁止となります。ジャン・ミシェル・ブランケール国民教育大臣は、近年子どもたちは休み時間に一緒に遊ばずずっと携帯電話をいじっており、それは教育上良くないと説明しています。携帯電話の預かり方については箱に入れて鍵をかけておくなどの案が出ています。フランスで最も歴史のある父母連盟 PEEP は、人は時代とともに変化しなくてはならない、規定を設けるならその意義を子どもたちと話し合うべきであり、携帯電話の使い方に関しては大人たちも例外ではないと述べています。
Yep.
面白いね。
What do you think?
なんかどうなんだろうね。確かになんか大人から見たらその昼休みとかお休み時間に外でこうボール蹴ったりとかする代わりに、みんなが教室で下向いて携帯のゲームとかやってたらちょっとなんか心配になる気持ちもわかるけど。
Is that a generational bias? Are we、ね、as nostalgic for the kind of childhood that we had?And we think that the kind of childhood that we had is so valuable that it makes sense to impose it on our children.
ね、だからそれが分かんないよね。でも確かに大人から見たらそれはショッキングな光景ではあるじゃん。みんなが一人一人携帯いじってたらさ、なんか一緒に喋ったり遊んだりしないよって思いそうだけど、子供からするとそれはもうなんか当たり前なのであれば。
It might be a less social world in the future. You know, there might be more, you know, you talking to your AI assistant and doing things virtually than it's concerning, because if you don't develop some of these social skills at a young age, I mean, when will you? And will you need those skills later on? It's School isn't actually just trying to get you to learn how to multiply things. There's a lot of other things going on there. That if you look at homeschooled children, not to slander that population. But
yeah,
stereotypically, they don't have the same social skills. Or
right. なんかそのまあ携帯の普及によってそういうソーシャルな側面、こう人間の活動のソーシャルな側面が全体的に減ってるんだったらまあそれでもいいと思うんだけど、そういうわけではないじゃん。逆にインスタグラムとかね、こうどれぐらいライクもらうかとか、お互いライクしなきゃいけないとか、そういう意味でのソーシャルの面っていうのは逆に強化されてるわけだから。
Is that, but that's...
なんかそこだけがすごい発展して、対面があんまりないってもそれもすごい年取ってるって言われるのかな、こういうこと言ってるとどうなんだろうね。
I think your social competence is more difficult to develop than
やっぱなんかさ
competence with machines. You can learn those things later on.
Yeah.
But social interaction is so unbelievably complex that if you're not a young brain when you tackle that problem, you may not figure it out.
なんかやっぱこう対面で会話するとか、その限られてる自分のクラスっていう人数の中でうまくやっていくとか、そういうのって多分インスタグラムで自分をいかにこうイケてるように見せるかっていうよりかも難しいじゃない、だから確かにそれは若いうちに練習しといた方が後々便利なのかなと思うけど。
But who knows what the future will look like in 15 years.
どっちにしろさ、なんかハクさんと喋ってたみたいにさ、みんなが VR の中で暮らすとかだったら確かにさ、対面で教室で友達とうまくやるとか別にそのスキルもいらないみたいなことになって、こういう携帯電話禁止みたいなルールも完全にオプソリートみたいな感じになるのかもしれないけど。
Well, something is going to happen as a result of this.
Yeah.
Either France will have a generation of children who are technologically inept, but have perhaps a social advantage, or not, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
But it is some kind of experiment, and it is a choice that we're having to make more and more, where our technologies are becoming so dominant in different settings. So it's like this either all becomes about the technology, or we, I don't know, remove it.
Yeah. 次.
According to a study published in the BMJ, more fatal motorcycle accidents occur during a full moon. The study analyzed 40 years of data in the U.S. and found that 9.1 fatal motorcycle accidents occurred per full moon night, compared to just 8.64 accidents per control night, giving the full moon a relative risk of 1.05. The researchers speculate that this may be attributable to the moon as a distraction. It has long been speculated that the full moon fundamentally affects human physiology and behavior in ways that are difficult to measure. According to the Wikipedia page on lunar effect, no valid scientific study has ever found a significant extraordinary effect of the full moon on life on Earth.
BMJ に掲載された研究で、満月の間はバイクの死亡事故が増加していることが分かりました。過去40年間のアメリカのデータを分析したところ、満月でない日は死亡事故件数が 8.64 件なのに対し、満月の日は 9.1 件で、満月の場合は 1.05 倍件数が増加していました。チームは満月によって気が散っているのではと推測しています。満月が人間の体や言動に影響を及ぼしていることは長年疑われていますが、ウィキペディアの月の効果というページによれば、これまで科学的根拠が見つかったことはありません。
Yep. Do you feel anything?
Like period?
Or anything else? Do you feel anything?
No.
From the moon that you're...
No.
No.
I'm not a werewolf.でもなんか前からあるよね、その満月の日の方が殺人事件が多いだのなんだのみたいな。
Certainly anecdotally, I mean, people that work as waitresses or emergency responders and the police tend to agree that people behave more bizarrely when there's a full moon. And police departments, several departments in the United States would actually allocate their resources differently to accommodate for full moon crimes. Yeah. And I think part of it is the nature of the crimes that happen during a full moon are more bizarre. I feel a little weird sometimes. When it's a full moon, I feel a little weird.
Really?
Yeah. But maybe it's just, you know, I'm aware of the effect. And yeah. I'm like, oh, it's kicking in. I can feel yeah. it. I'm about to go werewolf.
Yeah. いや、何にも思ったことない。なんかちょっとラッキーと思うけど、こう見て。あ、満月じゃんみたいな。でも別になんか、自分が変になっちゃうみたいなのは感じたことないけどな。
But the full moon has been associated with lunacy. I mean,、
うん、
lunacy, lunatic, craziness,、
うん、
and bizarre behavior for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
And...They even found on some Assyrian tablet from like 200 BC or something.
Okay.
Or wait, AD.
Okay. That's so different.
Yeah. Well, I got the letters wrong. but they found something on there saying that, like explaining how the full moon was... I guess the most fertile time.
Hmm.
So there was a lot of speculation about how the moon affects fertility.
Hmm.
For like thousands of years now.
Interesting.
The only somewhat concrete scientific thing I found was this, this study from Basel University in Switzerland, 2013.Where they found that in humans, non-REM sleep, an indicator of deep sleep, was decreased by 30% during a full moon.
Hmm.
And the time to fall asleep was increased by 5 minutes. And EEG assessed total sleep duration was reduced by 20 minutes.And this was in a very controlled environment. These people were not aware of the moon cycles, could not right. see the moon.
Oh, okay. Hey.
But it was still true. And I believe it's peer-reviewed research.
30% は結構すごいよね。
Mm-hmm.
だからちゃんと寝れてないってこと?
Right.
Hmm.
Or, I mean, the...Yeah. Well, the activity was decreased by 30%. So I don't know if that's better or worse sleep.
Hmm.
Seems
okay.
like worse sleep.
yeah.
But that's Sounds also like during it. Non-REM sleep. So it's like...
Hmm.
Yeah, I think that would be worse sleep.
Yeah.
Overall.
Yeah. 面白いね。
Mm-hmm. でも、so、まあ何にも、い
や、何にもないってことはなさそうだけどね。さすがに。
And it's a crazy. The moon is the craziest thing that we ever see on a day-to-day basis.、
Mm.
It just hangs there in the sky. It doesn't fall out of the sky.
Yeah.
It's enormous, and it's just there.
Yeah.
All the time, just.
I somehow always like the moon. I'm always, なんか。たまに変になるじゃん月ってなんか急に赤かったり、
mm.
急にでかかったりみたいななんかいつも違うじゃんそれを結構人より見てると思う
I feel like it defies physics obviously it doesn't but it just looks like it defies physics
yeah
you know you look around and okay there's trees and like you know people are driving around and all this stuffAnd you look up and there's that ball that's just enormous, just hanging there.
Yeah.
It doesn't fall. It's flying around our planet. No one's freaking out about the fact that there is this enormous, essentially a meteor, just hanging out right there.
しかも自分が光ってるわけでもないしね。
Yeah, it reflects that from the sun.
Yeah. Yeah, weird stuff the that moon we is can weird. See all the time.
The moon is weird. It makes sense to me that it would be associated with
craziness. Mm.
They found that it people who are schizophrenic are very severely affected by moon phases.
Mm.
And that people who are not are generally not affected by moon phases.
Okay.
Behaviorally. But then again, schizophrenics can be influenced by a lot of things just based on their own perception of it too. So, according to research published in Frontiers in Physiology by researchers at Paris, Descartes University in France, modern societies have enabled our species to reach its physiological limits in terms of height, lifespan, and athletic performance. The researchers analyzed 120 years of human physiological data and saw that while human attributes improved dramatically with the Industrial Revolution, the pace of those changes has decreased dramatically in recent years.
学会誌 Frontiers in Physiology に掲載されたパリ・デカルト大学の論文で、現代社会の発展により人類は身長、寿命、身体能力を伸ばしてきて、今まさに生理学上の限界に達しているという説が紹介されました。研究では過去120年間の人間の生理学的データを分析し、人類は産業革命時代に劇的に変化を遂げたものの、近年大幅にペースが落ちていることを発見しました。これさ、オリンピック見るとさ、毎回思わない？
Yeah.
こう毎回さ、世界新記録とか出るわけじゃん。
Uh-huh.
これどこまでいけんだろうみたいなさ、
yeah.
どっかしらで止まるのか、止まらないのかどうなんだろうみたいにさ。あの、mm. 体操あるじゃん。男子の、あの、まあ、女子もあるけど、あの、鉄棒ぐるんぐるん回るやつとか、あの、あん馬とか。
あん馬？
うん。あれ、何？ジムナスティックだけど、あの、なんていうの？あるじゃん。アクロバットみたいな。
Is that 鉄？
鉄棒の。
うん。
あれとかも、今のと、数十年前のオリンピックの映像を比べると全然違うんだよ、
うん、
できてることが、もう昔のやつが本当になんていうの、オリンピックレベルと思えないっていうか、今見ちゃうとね、それでも私はできないけど、うん、でもなんか、
right.
あ、こんなシンプルだったんだ昔は、ただなんかぐるぐる回るだけみたいな、
well,
今も飛び跳ねたりさ、回転したりなんかすごいけど、
But、I think to the extent that techniqueand knowledge is involved, our physiological limits are going to be irrelevant. And that's why something like MMA continues to just blow itself away. Every two years, it's like people can't really hang. There's just guys that show up that are on a completely different level.
でもどっかしらでさ、なんかその生物学上のリミットはあるわけでしょ。例えばウサインボルトとかさ、すごいけど、なんていうの、もうじゃあどんどん速い人が出てきて、もう最終的には新幹線みたいに走れる人がいるかって言うと、そういうわけではないじゃん。
But we're measuring for anomalous physiology in that case, because Usain Bolt is probably terrible at a lot of other physical things, right?
I heard he's good at soccer, but
okay, well, you know, who's there's weird things going on with a lot of these sports that is, we can't quite use them as metrics. You know, like the how far you can ski jump is partly how short you are or whatever, how light you are, right?
Right.
So different activities kind of value totally different attributes.
Yeah.
Right?And running is like a really specialist thing, especially sprinting.
あとフィギュアスケートとかもさ、やっぱどんどんこう回転数が増えてってるわけじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
もう今も3回転なんてみんなできるみたいな、みんなできて当たり前みたいな感じになってるけど。
There's like a timeline. The first time someone did this.
そうそう。
And then everyone else could do it.
そうそう。
Remember when the, who was it? Travis, what was his name? The guy who did a double backflip on the motorcycle?
Right.
And then everyone was like, And the X Games is always like this. Someone does something.
Yeah,
Tony Hawk does something.
Snowball もそうだよね.
And then 1 year later, 15-year-olds on YouTube are doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
ね.
So, man, it's got to be tough to be an athlete right now. It's like everyone's so good.
本当だよね。
So good.
しかもなんかさ、ネットとかない時代、そのグローバル化されてない時代だったら、日本で一人で生きたらもうすごいじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
なのに今さ、なんか、まあ別に世界見たらみんなできるし、みたいな。なんかこう、全人類で見たらさ、それはいっぱいいるだろう、みたいな。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you find out...
クレディットもらいにくいよね、なんか。
Yeah, I mean...
辛い。
I know I keep talking about MMA, but that really happened, and that was the whole experiment with MMA. Because like all the Thais are really strong in Thailand, all the Japanese, you know, karate guys are really strong, and everyone thinks they're the strongest.
Yeah, yeah.
And you send these guys out with, you know, hundreds, thousands of years of inherited techniques, and they all collide, and you find out like what actually works and what
right.
doesn't work, and
so on,
yeah. with the, yeah, I mean, to be the best in 2017, you have to take on. People from, I don't know, Cameroon and Dagestan and like these crazy people are so hungry to win from these yeah. places. If you're from Tokyo, it's pretty tough to be that motivated as some of these other people coming from different backgrounds.
そうだね。しかも日本のファイターなんかかわいそうだよね。なんかお金そんなもらわないじゃん。アメリカのファイターみたいになんか有名になったらもう超セレブみたいな。生活できるみたいな感じじゃないじゃん、mm.
They're not that professional here. If you look at other countries and their gyms and their they have a head coach and an assistant coach and they bring in nutritionists and dietitians.
全部の業界に言えることだと思う。その日本のあるある専門家をちゃんと雇わないあるある、だからこう自分で一から考えてどうにかしようって思っちゃうから世界と戦うってなるとめっちゃいろんな専門家つけてる人と競うことになって、
yeah.
もう追いついてないみたいな、だって日本のファイターとか超有名な人でも自分のスケジュール自分で管理してたりするからね。
パスタ
食べてるし試合直前にパスタ食べてたよね。
And smoking cigarettes and like
もう私全然素人なのに今パスタ食べて大丈夫かなって勝手に心配してでも数十秒で KO されちゃったもんね。だからやっぱりその無理だよね。ちゃんとニューティリショニストとかお金払ってつけてる選手たちがみんないる中で
It's science.
自分で全部管理してパスタ食べてる選手が勝とうと思ったらなかなか難しいよやっぱり。
Yeah.
だからもったいないよね。
It's all going brain.I feel like the future of sports is yeah. just intelligence.
だからやっぱ
That's where the real ceiling is intelligence.
だからこう、まあ、サッカーとかフィギュアスケートとかこう海外のコーチ呼んだりとかさ、まあ、英語みんな勉強してあの海外の選手と一緒に練習したりするけど MMA もねなんかそういうの他の国の人はみんなやってるじゃん、あのコンペティター同士でも一緒にキャンプして一緒に練習したりとか日本だけなんかこうガラパゴス的な感じでなんか自分たちだけでやってるからもったいないなって思うこともあったけど、今はまあ何年か経ってるから今変わってるのかもしれないけど
I think so. A lot of people here are realizing that the language barrier is causing them to not be able to receive the bestinformation, so you have to go to English sources to find out. I mean, if you're like a competitive bodybuilder or something, you have to know what works and what doesn't work, and you have to know the most recent, most correct information. Otherwise, you can't be competitive on a global level.
最近女の人もボディビルやってる人日本も増えてるけど、みんなやっぱりね英語勉強してるもんね。
Oh, really?
なんか海外のトレーナーとか、まあ、もちろん情報が絶対に英語の方が多いじゃん、ボディービルなんて特に、だから日本語だけ読んでても全然新しい情報がないからみんな英語読んでるね。
What do you think the idea of this study is kind of like human physiology has peaked, you know? But that doesn't really take into account, I don't know, stem cells or genetic engineering. And
そういうのを入れなければっていう意味でしょ、これは。そのなんか、engineering
したら何でもできちゃうみたいな。Well, no one can really predict. Yeah, what will happen then? But what do you, what do you think humans will look like in the future?
I have no idea. At this rate, I think everyone in the States will look like Kim Kardashian or something, right? If that's what everyone likes.
Is it just culturally defined? I guess once you have genetic engineering, it is culturally defined.
Yeah, because I mean, like, that's what's happening with a lot of girls here in Korea, maybe. Like, a lot of girls have the same face with plastic surgery. Like, they all want the same kind of eyes and want the same kind of nose and same kind of jawline and everything. So, like, in the end, they just have the same face. And that's coming from culture, right? So
can you imagine if we all looked the same? If every human being had to look, it was a law. Every human being has to look exactly the same.
Yeah.
And there's kind of, you know, human version male and there's human version female, human version intersex.
そしたらみんな性格良くなるのかな?
If we all look the same, exactly the same, and there's no such thing as, there wouldn't be any such thing as race.
Yeah. みんな性格良くなるんじゃないの?
We're all the same height. Everything's so convenient. All the doors, everything works so smooth. Like, door handles are always at the perfect height.
You can't be an asshole, right?
When you look like everyone else?
Yeah.
I mean, you could. Why? I mean, why not?
え、もう全部さ、性格で勝負しないといけないじゃん。
なんか、
今だったら、なんとなく、性格悪かったりとか何があっても顔がタイプとかで寄ってきてくれる異性もいるかもしれないけど、どういう見た目でもね、別に一般的にモテるモテないは別として、でも全員同じ顔だったらさ、もうそんなこと言ってらんないから、とにかくいい人じゃないとさ、誰も。
But what's the motivation to be nice to this particular person that looks exactly like everyone else? I feel like you get the you know, my intention situation. It's just, you know, humans.
I guess.
And no one gives a shit about any, you know. Shouldn't we all be...
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder what it's like.
Yeah.
いや、この間なんかツイッターで、その整形してる女の子たちのことをなんかいろいろ見てて、すごいんだよね、本当にみんななんかもう全部を やる、次はここやって、その後ここやってとか。
What is,
でもう本当にプロなの、整形のプロ、もう超詳しいじゃん、だからそういう医療用語とかもみんな詳しいし。
Have you considered it?
No.
No.
なんかさ、
That's not as strong a no as I thought.
No, I mean, like, なんて言うんだろう。
That's like 80% no.
違う、なんか別に自分の顔がすごい可愛いと思ってるとか、超自信があるとか、そういう意味じゃなくて、なんか、何を、なんて言うんだろうね。なんかもうさ、いいや、いいやっていうか、なんか。
It is a weird, how do you get to the place where you make that, I mean, it probably starts small, right? Like, let me just change my eyes or something.
結局だってなんか目指してるとこがあるわけじゃん。こういう風になりたいとか、こういう目にしたい、こういう鼻にしたい、こういう、この人の顔みたいになりたいみたいな。
From the get-go, or is it just like, I don't like my nose, I don't like my eyes, and then you do that, and then it's a path from there.
でも人によるよね。だから私の友達で目整形した子いるけど、もうその子は別にその目だけやって、もうあとは満足っていうかさ、別になんかこれからもっとやる予定とかあるわけじゃないし、とか胸だけやってる子とかもいるしさ、まあそれでハッピーになるんだったら全然いいと思うけど。
Where can't you do?
わかんない、だからそういうエキスパートみたいな子たちに聞いたらわかるんじゃない。
Like what can't you change?
ねえ、
if you're like, oh, I want to change like my...
Like wrist bone?
My wrists are too thick or something.
Would they go in there and like
file them down?
Probably not. でも肋骨抜く人とかはいるもんね。
But it, I mean, what's the difference? If you have a problem with, you know, the shape of your jawline, if someone else could have equally as big a problem with the thickness of their wrists or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but I've never heard of
it. I mean, it's probably super rare, but yeah. If that's what their thing right. is.
だってさ、ハリウッドのセレブとかも、8割、9割方鼻やってるもんね、みんな。
That high?
鼻やってない人いる?
There's no way it's that high.
That's what you think.
Kiwari? That's yeah. like...
No, seriously.
That's you're saying only 10% have a natural, like,
Like,
face.
Seriously, that's what you think, but you'd be surprised.
I would?
Yeah. Just go well, on the apparently. Internet. Just go on the internet.
Well,
it's surprising.
How fake is Hollywood?
As I said...
90%?
I would say... 80% あのもう鼻は本当にびっくりするぐらいみんなやってるよあの女優とかハリウッドの逆に鼻やってない人いるんかなっていうレベルで確かにあの日本人はどうかわかんないけど白人の人って鼻をこのブリッジのとこを細くするだけで顔が全然変わるんだよね急に今っぽい顔になるのよ
今っぽい
そう本当にびっくりするよ。
I just
私一回調べたんだもん。
It's hard for me to like even understand what the whole like everyone's nose seems fine to me.
Just Google it.
There's like some kind of mass like neurosis. I don't know what everyone's
seriously
issue
Hollywood
is.
Nose is.
Hollywood nose.
Yeah, there's such a thing. They have the same.Like, このブリッジがやっぱりある程度の細さじゃないといけないみたいな。
It's so scary though, isn't it too scary? I'm too scared to do it. Even if there was like a reason.
たまにやりすぎてなんかちょっと細くなりすぎてる人とかいるじゃん。でもね、確かに全然変わるんだよね、印象が。
Wait, is it 90% among all people or among women? Or how many guys?
Hollywood women.
So guys are not really getting their noses changed.
Guys は、まあやってる人もいるんだろうけど、girls の方が多いと思うよ。
Mm.
Nose job.
Is this bad? Or is it whatever? Or, I mean, people can do whatever they want. It's their nose, right?
まあ、うん、好きにすればいいんじゃないと思うけど、まあ、ただそれがやっぱスタンダードになっちゃうとさ、その偽の鼻が、やっぱなんか、10代の子とかさいいなと思ってみんなやりたくなっちゃうわけじゃない、uh-huh. だからそれはなんかどうなのかなと思うけどびっくりするぐらい本当にちょっと調べてみんなやってるから
No, this sounds like a bad rabbit hole that
だからなんか
適
当に思いついた女優の名前を言ってたらもうほとんどみんなやってる感じ
People can just Hollywood knows all they want I have more important matters
It's pretty surprising how standard it is like plastic surgery is notRare.
Mm.
It's the standard.
Don't you think once we have the genetic engineering, that will be standard, right? I mean, if this many people feel this strong an impulse to change their appearance in such an invasive and dangerous way,
yeah.
like surgical intervention of your nose,
yeah.
then wouldn't people be very much attracted to changing their genetics to alter the appearance of theirOf either themselves or their children.
I guess. I don't know if that's ever going to be legal, but...
Oh. You know how much money... The mommy gene is... You know, celebrity people's genes would go, you know, on the market and...
I guess.
No, you don't think that
know.
Happened.
I don't know.
No, not interested.
話終わりですよね、
mm-hmm.
文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリで、Mac、iPhone、iPad、Android から購入できますので試してみてください最初の1話目から3話目は無料であとは単発の購入か月額240円で全部読み放題という激安プランやってますのでぜひ お試しください、yeah. スポンサーつけずに自腹で運営しているので気に入ったら使ってもらえると大変助かります。インスタグラム、ツイッター、フェイスブックやってるのでフォローお願いします。寒いからみんなあったかくしてね、過ごしてください。はい、終わり。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。